Jesus points our attention this morning, everyone, to the fresh wine. There's a beautiful paradox in our faith. Well, there's a lot of them, but one of them is our God is the God of all time, no beginning, no end, He who is, in that sense, old. And yet, His love is so powerful that it's always the fresh wine. It's always the new wine. Nobody said this, I don't think, better than St. Augustine, who famously said, right, he, as you all know, lived kind of a crazy life, finally comes around, says, "O beauty ever ancient, ever new, late have I loved you." Ever ancient, ever new. I say that because we have a young person who will become Catholic today, which is a beautiful thing. And as I'm reflecting on that, I think a Catholic life is a life of the sacraments. And what more unique place in which to receive the fresh, new wine of God's love except in the sacraments? Right? In a sense, to be Catholic is to live a sacramental life. Sometimes we become like Isaac in the first reading. We get really, really old, not just age, sorry, just in our souls, and we get curmudgeon-y and we can't distinguish things, and we come to the sacraments, we don't really necessarily experience Jesus deeply or see Him, or our hearts aren't necessarily moved, but that's on us. What Jesus is doing is always fresh. Always new. And it's a great reminder, this young woman will receive confirmation and First Communion today, but it's a great reminder for all of us that God's love in the sacraments every single time is ancient and new. And it renews our own hearts and our own souls and our own spirits so that we can have the fresh love, the fresh wine of God's goodness and bring that to the world. And so it's a great day to rejoice for our community as we welcome Autumn into the church.